Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hi there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and we help tech managers build their dream careers even now, even during a global pandemic, even during a time of massive uncertainty in the world, and especially particularly right now in the United States. You'll be listening to this about a week or so after I'm recording this. Unless you're in the Facebook group, you'll be listening to it much sooner. But today is Wednesday, November 4th, 2020. It is the day after Election Day, the morning after election night. And we still don't know. There is a ton of uncertainty, and maybe by the time you're listening to this, we will know, but maybe we won't. And in times of uncertainty, I shared this in our Slack group or Facebook group and with my clients today, as we navigate this uncertainty, I'm not asking you to ignore it. I'm not asking you to bury your head in the sand and pretend that it's all sunshine and roses, because it's not. It's going to make it even worse if you try to turn a blind eye to it. Notice it. Realize the reality of what is going on in the world right now. And ask yourself the question, what action can I take? What inspired action, intelligent action, unselfish action can I take to make things better for myself, for my family, for my team, for the organization that I work for the tech industry, for the world? What do I have control of that I can take that kind of action? And then also ask yourself, what don't I have control of? What can I control? And with wisdom and with grace and with serenity, willfully, gracefully accept the things you cannot change. This is the way of the leader. This is the way of the authentic, assertive servant leader that I know you all are, because that's why you're listening right now. So today I'm reminded of two things. And more lately I'm reminded of lots of things. But in particular, there's two that is coming to the front of my mind and I am intentionally focusing on even more right now in this era of vast uncertainty. Number one is the serenity prayer. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I'm also reminded of Stoicism. I've read a lot about Stoicism over the years, and I haven't just read it, I've lived it. It's a practical philosophy. I've read a lot of Ryan Holiday. I've read The Obstacle is the Way. I've read many, many times. I've read The Daily Stoic. And now I am diving into the original stuff. I'm reading Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. And if there's one thing that permeates through all of the different writings on Stoicism, it's It's that. It's what can I change and what can't I? What do I have control over and what don't I? And focus all of your energy on what you can't control. That's where your action is focused. Intelligent action, inspired action, unselfish action, as the Stoics would call it, or at least in our modern day translation of their texts, of the mostly Greek and Latin texts, is unselfish action. That's the servant leader. Ryan Holiday wrote another book called The Ego is the Enemy. I haven't read it yet. I plan on it. But anyway, there's these messages everywhere about uncertainty and, oh my God, the world is falling down. And it's crazy. It's tumultuous times. And oh my God, how are we going to get through all of this disaster? But just remember that there are people out there right now who are sending out messages of hope and joy and wisdom and grace and serenity and courage. Find them. Find your modern day Stoics. Find the people to listen to who make you want to rise up to this challenge instead of shrink down. And so the topic for the week is expensive career problems and cheap ways to fix them. And obviously, I don't want you to go for the cheap way to fix your career problems, because your career problems are expensive. And if you try to put duct tape on a leaky roof, it may feel cheap and inexpensive and easy to do in the beginning, but it's just going to cost you more money down the line. In the last episode, I kind of focused on the things that people try to do to take control of their careers, right? They might hire a low-ticket coach. You know, I talked about the guy who I talked with who flushed $3,000 down the toilet on a coach who isn't helping him get results. But you're also wasting you're wasting your money, and you're also wasting your time on inexpensive or free books, right? Look, I love books, but if you don't take action on them and you don't have a mental model and a mission to put them into, it ends up just being more information. You don't know what to do with it. I'm not saying don't read, but what I'm saying is start with, I have control. This is my mission. This is my vision in life. These are my values, and I am going to put this information inside of that. Decide who you are first. Everyone's searching for meaning. Tell me what my mission is. Tell me what my vision is. Tell me what my values are. Guess who gets to decide that? And guess why you haven't gotten that answer yet? Because the person who answers that is you. It has to start from there. But you're wasting time reading books, chatting on Slack with well-meaning but ultimately unhelpful friends. You're in these coaching circles and cheap or free mentoring programs, and it's not helping you to take action. These are all cheap fixes to expensive career problems. But what I want to talk about today is really getting to the root of this, because the worst way to try to fix your career is to not really try at all, is to not do anything, is to approach it from the place of, it's just my career. Can you just tell me what to do? Can you just give me the 5-step process already and I'll follow it? Give me a script for how to influence. Give me the words to use. Give me the template so that I can negotiate that 35% raise. Give me the words and I'll say them. Just tell me what to do. That's what's at the heart, at the root of the kind of, at the kind of problem solving that you're trying to do. And look, I am not here to make you wrong or to shame you for doing this, because this is what's been perpetuated. It's like, oh, okay, how do I fix my career? all right, well, let's just give each other some advice and let's search for information and let's figure it out. And let's talk about leadership and let's talk about leadership express practices. And, oh, let's read a book on negotiation that's going to give me some scripts on how to negotiate. And let's talk about running meetings better. Okay, we got to make sure we run meetings better. Let's look at the science around running meetings. And let's also take a look at, all right, how do I understand salary a little bit more? And let's dive deep into understanding salary bands and all of that. And let's also make sure that we talk about job titles. Let's have a conversation about job titles. What does a job title really mean? And we go on this endless loop of looking for this information without taking inspired, intelligent action, mission-based action. You're looking for the easy fixes. If you're just reading or watching or chatting, you're really just looking for easy fixes without taking a huge step back and saying, my career is really important. And I'm a leader. I'm going to take control here, and I know there's no easy fix. I know there's no 1, 2, 3, and it's done solution. So stop trying to look for the 1, 2, 3, and it's done solution. Stop trying to look for that one nugget of gold, that one line in a book, that one template on a website, that one script that you find that's posted in a Slack team. Stop trying to look for those golden nuggets, for those secret keys to upgrading your career, because they do not exist, because those are ultimately easy fixes. And if you want to transform your career and command a salary of $200, $300, $400, $500,000 or more, it's not going to be easy. But these are the lies that are perpetuated. So all I'm asking you to do is to notice that you're following the lemmings off a cliff. All I'm asking you to do is notice for a moment and say, oh, wow, I have been looking for these easy fixes. And I'm going to give myself some grace, and I'm going to take a moment. I'm going to say, oh, wow, I've done that. Is that what's best for me? No, it's not. And you thank yourself for the opportunity to notice that there is a better path. This is not about making yourself wrong. This is not about shaming yourself and saying, oh shit, I fucked up. It's about saying, oh wow, thank you for the opportunities that you put in front of me and for these opportunities to learn a better way. Thank you for the opportunity to notice that my career is worth way more than a book or a Slack team or a coach that charges $200 an hour. My career is worth way more than that. Wow. I never saw it that way before. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to step back and say, my career, if I allow it to be, my career will become my greatest asset. My career will become a rocket ship that will propel me into the stratosphere of freedom and abundance and joy and impact. Oh, wow. That's how I want to look at my career from this moment on. Put the past in the past and create your future, my friends. Make the decision today to stop avoiding your career, to stop treating your career and yourself like you're some robot. Because you're not. You're not a robot who needs a three-step plan. You're not an AI that needs a template that you can just plug some things in. You are a living, breathing, loving, courageous, wise human being. Move forward with your career from that perspective. The other way to look at this is, how do you lead your team? How do you lead your team to upgrade their careers, to get those promotions, to get those raises? What advice What guidance do you give them? What would be best for them? Do you want them to be robots? Because if you did, you'd give them a script, you'd give them a three-step plan, and you'd say, go do it. It's really just this easy. Just do this 1, 2, 3 thing, plug it in, and it's done. If you do that, you're creating a team of robots. Now, a team of robots can be helpful at times, but not when we're talking about something that is so human and complex and full of not just intellectual complexity, but also that has that feeling that requires you to tap into your intuition in order to make decisions. Do you want your team to be robots? No. So why would you treat yourself the same way? Searching for that one golden key nugget template Excel sheet that's going to transform your career. It's not out there. Stop looking. Stop looking for it. Stop wasting your time. Give yourself some grace. Realize you've been doing what 95% of other tech managers are doing, by the way. And decide that you're going to be one of the ones that takes charge of your career. Decide that you are going to be the ones that will not be a pawn in your career anymore. You will be the player. And take action from that place. And where you have to start, let's talk about where not to start. All the things that I just talked about, right? You don't start with tactics. You don't even start with strategies. You know, you don't start with how do I run one-on-ones better? How do I negotiate better? How do I write a better resume? How do I build a better LinkedIn profile? How do I get more interviews? How do I have the conversation with my boss so that he finally gives me that 20% raise that I deserve? How do I run better meetings? How do I get people with different personalities to finally understand me? How do I speak CEO so that my CEO finally understands me? Those are all tactics and strategies. You cannot start there. Because if you start there, you're just going to be on the hamster wheel and you're going to waste time. You have to start with the decision that I am absolutely committed to building my dream career. I am committed. I'm committed beyond all doubt, all uncertainty, no matter what happens in the world. I am absolutely committed to building my dream career because that's the rocket ship that is going to create my legacy, my family's legacy, the company that I work for's legacy. I am absolutely, positively, bring it on, committed to building my dream career. It has to start there. And this is more of a heart-based decision than a head-based decision. And here's how you know you're in your heart versus your head. So if you could put your hand on your heart and say, yes, oh, hell yes, F yes, I am absolutely committed. Bring it on. Whatever it takes, I will do this. This matters so, so, so much to me. My career is my biggest asset, and I am going to, from this moment on, take charge of it and be in the driver's seat. If you can do that, then you've passed step one. Congratulations. Most people can't do that. So if you can, put yourself a pat on the back, give yourself a nice little golf clap, because that takes courage, that takes boldness to be able to do that. Because where most people go, because that's what it feels like when you're in your heart. But when you're in your head, you say, what do you mean, whatever it takes? What does whatever it takes look like? I'm over-dramatizing a little bit here, but we put a microscope on it so you can really get what I'm talking about. What do you mean, whatever it takes? What do you mean? No, I don't know. You have to tell me how. You have to tell me what's inspired action? That doesn't feel good. Is it going to be uncomfortable? I'm not sure I'm into uncomfortable right now. What do you mean go for it? What do you mean that I'm committed? What does committed mean anyway? I am committed. What are you trying to say? I'm not committed. Dream career? I'm not a dreamer. I'm very practical. I'm not going to live my dream. That's for the hippies and the people from the 60s. I'm not going to live like that, or whatever other beliefs you might want to put in there and, you know, that come up during your worst moments. I'm not talking about your best moments. I'm talking about your worst moments. We all have them. Dreaming? Dreaming's not for me. I starry-eyed optimism. I know people like that, and they end up broken living in a van down by the river. That's not me. Right? So, like, that's kind of where we go as we start to question what it means to be committed, what it means to have a dream, what it means it's going to take. And I don't want to do that. That sounds hard. Look, I get it. But at the end of the day, you're either committed or you're not. It's kind of like being pregnant. You know, it's like if you ask a woman, are you pregnant? She either is or she isn't, right? There's no in between. Maybe it's the early stages where she wants to take another test just to confirm yes or no, right? But after those first several weeks, it's like, yeah, I'm pregnant, or no, I'm not. And it's for sure. You can't be a little bit pregnant. You can't be a little bit committed. It doesn't work that way. But you may be in the early stages of still figuring that out and what you want to commit to. And you get to decide that. That's where it has to start. The decision to build the career that you want to build. Unless you just want to be one of those ones that lets your career happen to you and lets life happen to you and lets all this uncertainty just kind of push you into a corner, you can do that. It's your choice. I'm not going to argue with you. But I know that you're listening because you don't want that. You want to take charge of your career. You want to say, this is the career I want to build. Whether you want to call it your dream, whether you want to call it your legacy, whether you want to call it something else, whatever it is, you want to build a better life, a better career for yourself, for your family, for your loved ones. I don't know you, and I can say that with 100% certainty because that's what we all want to do. At the bottom of our hearts, that is what we all want to do. So that's what I'm inviting you to do today. The way to avoid making the mistakes that 95% of other tech managers are making, by the way, which is why they're not winning, which is why all of these myths and lies exist, that there's no way to get more than a 15% raise once you're over 40, that the best way to get a raise is to hop from the job to job, that you have to keep up your tech skills. You have to make sure those stay honed because otherwise, oh, I don't know, right? That's where all these myths come from. Oh, that it's completely impossible to earn over 200, 300K as a technical manager. These myths come because 95% of technical managers are living in that uncertainty, are living in that career is happening to them. So give yourself some grace there and move on from it and say, And that's how you get out of the, okay, I just want that golden nugget, that secret key. Stop looking for it. The way to stop looking for it is to take a huge step back and decide I'm committed to building my dream career. No matter what, let's do this. We got this. Anytime, anyone, anywhere, whatever challenge comes before me, I will tackle it. That's where it starts. And whether you're already there or you need help getting there, that's what we're here for. And I want you to book a call with us immediately, thepeoplestack.com/book. Sometimes people ask me, actually a lot of times people ask me, will this work for me? Jen, you tell lots of stories, inspiring stories about your clients who are earning 52% raises, who are getting offers of total comp over 500K, who are landing their dream jobs all the time, who are getting five-figure, six-figure bonuses, who are hearing from their teams every day, you are the best leader I've ever worked with. Thank you, thank you, thank you. who are hearing from their friends and their family, you've changed. I like it. You're more confident. You're more loving. You're telling these inspiring stories every day. And I get it that it's working for them. Will it work for me? Because I'm starting out in a way different place than they were. I have way different challenges than they did. And I have different dreams than they do. Will it work for me? And here is the God's honest truth. I don't know. The only way to find out is to book a call with us. thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk. We're going to get to the truth around what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go. What is that dream that you want to build? And if we're 100% confident that we can help you, that it will work for you, if we're 100% confident, we're going to tell you that. And we're going to show you how. We're going to tell you what it's going to look like to work together. We're going to talk about the commitments that are going to be required, the time commitment, the financial commitment, the action commitments. We're going to talk about all of that. And then you get to decide whether you want to pursue that dream or not. If we're not 100% confident, 99% of the time, it's simply because you're not ready yet. We know you're not ready, and you know you're not ready either. We can't want this more than you, but we want you to get ready. So we're going to give you action steps. We're still going to get you into inspired, intelligent action. We're going to help you commit to that. We can't bang down your door and show up at your doorstep with a whistle and a bowl of Wheaties saying, hey, did you do these actions today? Did you make the decision today? Did you have the conversations today? We're not going to do that because that wouldn't serve you. We're not here to start codependent relationships. It's not what this is about. But we will help you make that commitment. And then it's up to you to make it. We will help you take that action. It's up to you to take it. So if you're not ready yet, no sweat. We'll help you get ready. That's what those calls are about. And so, will it work for you? How long will it take you? I don't know. I can tell you one thing, though. I can tell you two things. Number one, we are absolutely, I could tell you more, but here's the two important things. Number one, we are absolutely committed to our clients' results. That's how we measure our success at the People Stack, is our clients' results. Because the results, the raises that they're getting, the promotions that they're getting, the freedom that they're living, the joy that they're living in right now is a byproduct of them taking action for sure. It's also a byproduct of our systems and our structures and the kind of world-class support that we give. So we're absolutely committed to your success as long as you are. It has to work that way. We wouldn't be a thriving coaching business during a global pandemic and all this other uncertainty that I'm talking about right now if that weren't true. Of course, we're committed to your results. I simply want to make it clear that I can't guarantee results. I can't guarantee results in a particular time frame because it takes two to tango. And just like I talked about in the beginning, there are certain circumstances that are out of our control. I can't force your boss or that hiring manager to say yes. But what I can do is help you to show up in a way to increase the odds of your success so that the odds are ever in your favor. So that's what I can say. We are absolutely committed to your success, and our systems work when you work them. 100% of our clients who show up coachable, decisive, committed, resourceful, ready to take inspired, intelligent action, is now as an authentic servant leader, as an assertive servant leader. The people who show up that way, 100% of them get the results that they want. That's the way that it works. The only way to know if this will work for you is to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And look, I'm usually not a cynic. I go there, I play there to kind of like make points, but I'm not a cynical person. I'm not a pessimistic person. But look, maybe you're the one person in thousands that it's not going to work for. Who knows? Crazier things have happened. The only way to know is to give us a call, is to book that call and to talk to us. That's the only way to know. The other way to look at it is like this, which is a slightly more optimistic way, but it also helps people make the decision to build your dream. Because that's really what it's about. It's not about, do I invest in coaching? Do I work with Jen and Rob? Do I hire the People Stack? That's not really the decision. Because once you've decided to build your dream career and you realize that we're the best in the world at this and that there are no other coaching companies out there who are as committed to helping our clients, tech manager clients, exclusively technical manager clients, focus on your careers. You're the only one in the world who is doing that. There are other folks out there in similar niche-y kinds of things. They're focusing on leadership. They're doing like low-ticket coaching circles around careers, right? They're doing mentoring programs where maybe you get paired with like the CTO of some bigwig companies who are not coaches. There's things out there that do it, right? But they're not committed to transformation and career transformation and results. They're committed to helping build your skills. They're committed to helping you become a better leader. And while that's all and good, and absolutely that happens on the way, we're the only ones on the way when with our clients, we're the only ones that are committed to your career results, salary, raises, promotions, more impact. Because that's how we measure our results. That's the lens through which we work. You learn the leadership skills along the way and the tactics and the strategies and yeah, even some templates along the way. But the templates are within the context of this larger mission, vision, and values. So you committed, you're committed. You're on your way toward becoming committed to building your dream. Do you want to do that on your own? Or do you want experts in your corner? The odds are way more in your favor with experts in your corner. I will leave you with that, and I will leave you with, yes, there is a lot of uncertainty around us right now, no doubt. If you're looking for certainty, if you're looking for stability, if you're looking for that sense of calm out there, you ain't gonna find it. It's within. The stability comes from within you. The serenity, the calm, the courage, the wisdom comes from within you. Tap into it every day. This is the way of the modern day servant technical leader that all of you are. Take care, everybody. Big hugs. Talk to you soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.